Well, often in goth culture, they often deal with dark subject matters themselves.
Monty Helm is currently showing a series of paintings of so-called goth models.
And Virgin Bones, she's an artist and photographer. She does painting as well, kind of really macabre type subject. So her pose that I put her in is she's actually cut herself and cut a inverted cross on her arm, and she's preparing to bandage it. In the background, I included one of her works, a suicidal piece with this kind of demon in the background. She's sitting frontal, it's a real direct portrait with her eyes directly engaging the viewer. When you look at it from afar, is it draws you in, and then once you get close, as you start to see what's really happening with the work itself. And so she's really extreme, but definitely the goth culture.
The painting Virgin Bones, as described by painter Monty Helm, is part of the Gothic series, on view at the John Waldron Art Center until August 29th. Born in 1955 in East Chicago, Indiana, Helm is currently working as an associate professor of fine arts in Owensboro, Kentucky. The series includes paintings and charcoal sketches of women who identify as Gothic, combining beauty, the dark side of humanity, and a richness of fashion. Many people have their own idea of what the Goth culture is about.
The style is very dramatic. The fashion is extreme. It takes a lot of courage to get outside the norm. The goth culture is a little isolated. It's out of the ordinary.
These are dark paintings thematically and tonally. They show women like Samantha, wearing black makeup in a black dress, looking down at the viewer with an expression on her face you cannot read. She's standing in a dark room, only lit by the candles surrounding her.
I'm very drawn to that type of imagery. I'm always interested in things that are out of the norm, things that you just don't see every day. And I think there's a lot of, especially with the goth women, there's a real sexuality and a real kind of a dark beauty to them that I think really makes a real interesting subject in terms of art.
Helm's fascination with the darkness and deviance of goth culture is obvious. He reveals some of his paintings' fascinating backstories. In Psycho Noir, for example.
I got to know her when I initiated the series. She's one of the earlier ones. She's actually from Spain. And as I got to know her, as I discovered that she's in the lineage of Francisco Goya, the famous Spanish romantic painter. She has her hands in a position doing like a shadow puppet, which she's created a bull image onto the screen behind her. And it's kind of my dedication to Francisco Goya, who was once a bullfighter in his young career.
Like Goya, Helm has always been interested in visual art.
I was certainly impressed with Vincent van Gogh, and not because of his dramatic life, but more because of his work ethic, his vision that he had, and I kind of modeled myself after him in the beginning.
But Helm is inspired by other art forms as well.
I love Bob Dylan. He's a poet, not just a musician and such, but his work is poetry. There's no answers in his songs and a lot of different possibilities that can be interpreted in different ways. I like that as well.
One of Helm's charcoal drawings takes inspiration from a very familiar, though still uncanny, source. The Sleepwalker shows a young woman in a white nightgown striding down a straight staircase towards the viewer. Her arms are hanging down stiff next to her body, and her head is held high. Her eyes are closed, and her face looks relaxed, while her body walks through the pitch-black darkness.
My mother was a sleepwalker when she was a child, and she was living in Whiting, Indiana. They lived in an old house, and she'd walk down into the cellar, and her father would go down and find her and escort her back upstairs. As she grew older, she went out of it. She stopped doing that. Later in life, of course, many years later, she never did it again. But however, she started again while she was in the hospital. Well, they found her. She got out of her bed and she walked all the way down to the basement to the morgue. And the attendants there escorted Mrs. Helm, let us help you back to her room. And I responded, I thought that was kind of fascinating, dark, scary. That's kind of a response to that.
Helm's artistic career has encompassed both sculpture and photography, but painting has always been his main focus.
When I began as an artist, as I was a landscape painter, I mean, I always liked working with a figure. And in the beginning, you know, I would do like straight portraits or scenes. But as my skill developed and as my intellectual abilities developed, I wanted to create something on a higher level of meaning.
The current series is different from what he has done before.
It's real powerful because the scale of these images are life size or bigger than life. I tried very hard to make them very perfect in terms of painterly style. I wanted them to work together as a group. That when you walked into the gallery, you would think, oh, this is complete. It's just not a collection of pieces at random.
Beyond getting the viewer's attention, Helm hopes to unsettle her, at least somewhat.
I think there's a certain aspect of life that is sometimes shunned or maybe ignored. I want to challenge the viewer. I don't want them to just think, oh, what a pretty picture. I want them to think on a little bit deeper level. I think that's what's really great about art is, you know, you could look at it again and again and still gain new refreshment, new meaning, new type of inspiration. And I hope that's what my artwork does.
The Gothic series will be displayed at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Art Center until August 29th. There is more information on Monty Helm and his work on www.thestudioarts.com. For WFIU Arts, I'm Anya Schwartz.